The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. So let's go back to Ezekiel today. I still read from where I was talking the last time about cleaning with the pure water, right? Amen. Cleansing. So 36 of Ezekiel. Are you with me there? Oh my, but so you need the first riches, the riches of the gospel. When you are rich with the gospel, you can also to get. I was saying some things in night vigil. Were you in that night vigil? If you're not there, go and take the message and play it over. And there are message of Ibaoro. You know that's not Ibaoro, but it's fundamental. Listening, fundamental way to understand the gospel. We don't teach money business every day because we know that it's a lower wisdom that you also need, but will come to you and will normally come to you if you have access to the gospel riches. Because he made heaven and earth. So every heaven must have its earth. So if you access spiritual blessing in heaven, he has some earthly blessing. I don't know what I'm saying. The same day he made heaven and earth. He didn't make heaven. Is not heaven. It's not older than earth. Or if heaven is older, because the Lord is there. The Lord is also using it for now. It's not older. Heaven and earth were made the same day. Only that they were made with the different... they use different materials to make it. So they have their tangibility. So on the earthly, your business, your money are the natural. Can you see? Even if it's a falling earth, money is a falling earth. It's not the real earth. The real earth is wealth. It's gold. The real earth is wealth. The real earth is not money. Money is the falling invention of the earth. That's why the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world. So the money is part of the world. So it's what emerge from the earth. So earth is supposed to have its own world. If they allow righteousness to rule the earth, it will have its own world. It won't have used money. It will have used under legal tender. But because it was not allowed to give back to its own world, so another word came from it that now has money. Say amen. So when you have access to the heaven, you should have earth. If you don't have earth, you didn't look where. You didn't look to the end of it. If you look to the end of it, you see that it's heaven and earth. Even the new one comes, it's a new heaven and a new earth. Next time you see in heaven, you must see earth there. So you are going to be earthly resourceful also. I said you'll be earthly resourceful. Yeah. Higher than those who pursue the earth directly. Because those ones, you can't even pursue the earth, you pursue the world. Now you can't see the earth until you move to the heaven. You can't see the earth. It's the world. If you run after money, it's the world you are pursuing. You call them those who will to be rich. And their will is not the will to do God's will. To do God's will. Their will is to be rich. They pierce themselves with many sorrows. Say amen. I want the house together, please. So you are going to, if anybody will be rich, stable riches, now we get them. And that's why I'm not moved by, if I don't have dime in my pocket, it doesn't move me. I'm a rich man. You don't. And I'm a rich man. I'm a very rich man. When I say I'm a rich man, don't ever think about what you are saying anywhere. I know it. Even when I've not bought one block, I knew I was a rich man. Only that movie that, what, kilo ni. I know I was a rich man. But because, to them, they can't see riches except they can see with their eyes. So, you're going to be blessed so much tremendously. You have so much abundance. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's very true because we are teaching the source of it, where it flows from. Are you in the house with me today? Say, amen. You can undo a job for 1 hour and the resources you get there, 1 hour resources of the wealth of wisdom for implementation is more than what somebody spent 12 hours. And it's not because you love the earth, it's just that the resources is there. Solomon pray and say, God, give me wisdom to lead your people. This is your great people. So great people. God said, did you ask for wisdom? Not for yourself. Not wisdom for wealth. Wisdom to lead this thy people. Give therefore thy servant an understanding how to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? That prayer resounded to heaven. That a man, if you look at Israel, you will see Israel has great people. That's why Moses rebuked them. And God was angry with Moses. They were seeing Israel in their flesh, in their disobedience. No, they are great people. God said, you mean to judge my people? You didn't ask for the neck of your enemies? Because David gave him some assignment. You remember it? David gave him some leftover assignment. Unfinished business. People that David does not have strength to touch. Joab. Joab was a terror in the kingdom of David. David dare not touch Joab. If you touch Joab, the kingdom can crumble. Everything can crumble. So he handed them over to him. So if I'm going to pray, I think you should pray, Lord, empower me. It saw beyond his father's desire. I know he believed in that desire, but beyond it, to God's own desire. Your desire is your house. To make your Israel your house. And God said, you have not seen anything. What you didn't ask for? Because that heaven you asked for, ask it. That's it. So when they seek it first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that thing you are seeking as an earthly. Until you choose not to look at it. Is there? Yes. You're going to see answers, interventions, see solutions. Amen. Ezekiel 36. Verse 24. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries. Out of all countries. And I will bring you into your own land. So, you are an assembly plant. You are an assembly plant of many lands, of many countries. We are all assembly plants. When man was led out of the garden, he was led out into many lands. And so over the years, what makes your soul or my soul today? It's a product of journey or sojourn or pilgrimage across countries. We have gathered from nations and countries. When I say Gentile, there's no one country that's called Gentile. Gentile is the people of unbelieving world. Who gather from here and there? They don't call Gentiles. That's why you move to America, you move to anywhere you move to, you don't even have a, you don't, we don't have our identity. You know what I'm saying now? You take identity of the land you get to. That's why you, everybody's mind wants to be in America. Want to be in UK. Want to be in Australia. It's not just the land. It's the life of the countries. Even those who are in Arab nations, but they're also Gentiles. Arab people, you destroy your country, you run to the West. So in your soul, you like Western life. Don't mind that they put on their body is a lie. Inside their soul, they love this world. Their children, their boys move and they explore what they can't do in their nation. They do it in America. They do it in London. So it means that they are just doing it there for religious purpose. Inside them, they are Gentiles. Gentiles are gatherers. Gatherers of countries, or you can call them, let's say corrupt or impure seed. Let's say something is corrupt, means that it's not pure, right? It has various things. In those days, they call it Adalu. So when you eat stone in Adalu, you don't complain. Because when you get to go and buy it, you say, Mama, move over Adalu. Adalu means mixture. Adalu is not beans. Is that not true? The Adalu of those days. I mean, this generation, you didn't take the Adalu. Oh my God. How many of you took Adalu from that calabash? Let me see, man. You ate Adalu from that calabash. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Let me see. Let me see. Very well. Let me see. Very well. Yeah. You know, it's beans from what they used to do, cook beans now. Prayer pot. Prayer pot. Prayer pot beans is the Kai, this bean. Ha! Oh, forte. Ote. Yeah. When you smell that, Louis, that's on smell. That's on flavor. Just one spoon. You can use only one spoon. They use spoon to serve it. Not big spoon. Normal spoon. Just two spoons can devour a whole pot of a pap. But just small in your mouth. It's the way it dissolves. It's not Maggi. I don't know. They cook it on the fire for a long time. In the pot. So the thing mixed by itself. It's not prayer, forceful prayer. It's by itself. It breaks. And Dalu. Make something. Oh my. Oh, how many of you took water from pots? You drank water from pots. Even if it is well, you pour it there. It turns into stream. What you get back is stream. When you drink it, it's like you are drinking stream water. It doesn't look like the well you fetch. Once you pour the well there, water there from the well, it changes the water from the well. We should be selling those things now to white people. We thought it was crude. They gave us freezer. They gave us fridge. If you drink fridge water, you will get sick. It's unhealthy. But that pot temperature is normal. When you take garri with it, you will sleep. That water and garri, and Adalu, kai. But in any ways, Adalu, because it's corrupt, it has been corrupted. It's not pure. They can add mist to corn into it. Amen. And you can also find stone inside it. So Gentile, what is called Gentile soul, is corruption. That's why you see the book of 2 Peter chapter 1. Are you here today? Yes, sir. Say amen. Verse 2, let me see verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him who has called us to the glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this you might be partakers of the divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So when you say the world or flesh, it's corruption that makes flesh. That's why an average Gentile man does not understand what he does. He does what he likes. Amen. That's what we gathered. That's why today, if you do, I like the recent study that they have made on, you know, I'm trying to find out what do you call it now? Our genetic nature. They have found that there's no single person that's a pure breed of the country. That is bodily. Bodily, not even so. Bodily, there's no person that's a pure breed. At least a person is made of at least four countries. At least some are seven. So this is the last place your soul is finding in this your body. That's what has been joining. Maybe many years ago, that soul was a Saudi member. Pakistani. Or Kajiskan. Yeah, that's how we are joining. Before your father found your mother, gave back to you. And you know that all those journey is not just up to our body, it's also happening to the soul. So sometimes some desire come out of your heart, you're wondering. Show me that, Usha. After all this, done life, but then, you'll be talking to that nature, because nature is asking for desire. He wants you to live out his heritage. I want the house together, please. So you can see there. Let's go back to Ephesians 2:1. Let's say 2:1. Let's do it 2:1. You were dead in sin and trespasses. You are too quick in the world. We're dead in sin and trespasses. Wherein in the time past, he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh. Listen, next one. Fulfilling the desires. So the nationhood of the Gentile soul is asking for you to fulfill his desire. It's not wanting to do desire of your spirit, of your new man. Say amen. Or the ancient desire that your soul was made for. No. He wants to do his own desire. Fulfill in the time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. So some desire of the flesh, some of the mind. And the way you think, that you feel like they don't understand me, it's a lie. It's a desired way of thinking sold out to you. There's nothing about your thinking that is understandable. It's part of his deception. He has to deceive you so that you will believe that's who you are. No, it was a gathering over countries. That's why there's no reason for anybody really speaking to ethnic fight is stupidity of the mind. Because someone to hear you are also Fulani somewhere there. You know what I'm saying? Because now you are in Yoruba body. So it's the enemy that will stir that up. Because it's like great, 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 great grandson they are killing. It's like great, 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 great grandson. They don't talk about Bangla regime. They trace him to Yoruba land, which he didn't want to associate with. Because presently the parents are from Niger State. But the grandparents, one of them is from Mubonjo. And he didn't want to identify with the Yoruba heritage, Yoruba sect or whatever there. He denied it and he wants to stay with the present parents, Niger. I'm sure that God kept all of the leaders alive today in Nigeria to see how they sold Nigeria to Fulani. God has kept all of them alive. They are not going to all, not all of them will die. On this other is resolved. OBJ is not going anywhere. Even if they have stick to be tepa, until Nigeria case is resolved, because they are all foundational costs. All of them. So what we are going through today. They all stood to us one nation. We're not one nation. It's in human that all men are one blood. Expressing nations. That's what Bible says in Acts. We are of one blood. So there must not be hatred because we are one blood. Amen. You can easily marry an Australian lady and have a child. It's one blood. The color is not red. Say amen. It's the same blood. As made of one blood, all nations. One blood, all nations. So many nations, one blood. For to dwell on all the face of the earth. And has determined the times before appointed and the bands of their habitation. Say amen. So, what from desire of the flesh and of the mind? That's how we're programmed to become free children of wrath. Back to Ephesians 2. And we're by nature. That's how we're by nature. So when I say nature, children of wrath, is that assembly in us that is corrupt for free desires, even as others. So nobody's free there. And we're by nature, children of wrath, even as others. Nobody. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Are you with me today? Even when we're dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. So when you say Christ, Christ is the new one species that is pure. What I say? When I say Christ, say amen. The Bible says, of his own will begotten us with the word of truth. That we should be a kind of first fruit of creation. So creations to start with were pure. Pure. See all these things we do in crossing. It's, you could see the laws that God gave to Israel. Even natural laws. Don't sew this cloth to this cloth. Don't plant this to this. It's those God who taught them how to do crop rotation. Not mixed farming. And you know, crop rotation preserves the land. It makes you know exactly what land, what this land was used for before. That was God's technology. Wisdom. God is the highest technological person. Those are the instructions. He was teaching them how to use their land. And if you obey it, you'll be a high-class agricultural innovation. Because when you keep purity, It's easier to deal with purity than impurity. Of his own will begotten us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind, come on, say a kind, and not mixture, a kind of first fruit of his creature. So all the new world are pure, one kind, pure. The difference we have is the level of mixture we have. When you have mixture of five, your level of desires may not be as somebody who has 20. When somebody has 20 mixed blood, he likes something this hour, 1 hour, he doesn't like it anymore. They will just give the name. It's all is the desires. So he like it, doesn't like it, like it, doesn't like it. It's the number of mixture. If you come to medical, they will give you the name. Like they have short attention span. They just find it's genetic. If it's genetic, it's in the blood. It's something healthy that does not allow to have attention stay. And you can only manage it. There's no drug for it. To let you know, it was inherited in nations. Let me, if you are from a place like Ondo, for example, Ondo is not patient to listen to you. Very impatient in listening. It's a disease. They don't want to explain anything. They don't listen. So when you meet an Ondo driver, don't explain to him. He will drive away. He will leave your load. Just drive away. You'll be wondering, who is the... Oh, they shall aye. When but aye, be. I used to wonder, what kind of a people are this? They are always a wonder to me. Because I'm not in my body today, I'm not pure, no. I'm a mixer. Amen. When I average pure, when you see pure, no, maybe father and mother, they don't listen easily. Conclude matters. And the worst of the breed is, you should see them in the drivers. And look at us. He has dropped your load. He's going away. If you send a message through him, once he called you, have arrived though. 5 minutes after, he's no more there. He has gone. When you called him, he won't take his phone. It shows even when they are dancing traditional dance. When you see our people, yeah, Mary, Mary, oh, I don't know. You see, they have cheche. Oh, no, it's egra. Hey. I said, what? What has landed upon you like that? And they look just with Adam, the same blood. They don't read. They're not far from them. They are the same like that one. When they are beating the drum. Can't you listen to that synchrony of 20 women will be playing the thing and to be synchronized like that one? Don't you like the melody? They're not the ones, it's their blood. His blood. That's why God is all wise. When he wants to get a person, we just take that one there, put it. So God is still fixing people together, huh? Say amen. And there's something about the seed. It's the only godly seed. There's a godly seed. There's a seed they want to get from it. And they won't get it if it's another mixture. So that's why I like your wife, okay? Come on, say, like your wife. And it's not about what you are enjoying now. Family is not made for your enjoyment. It's made for prosperity. There are things you will enjoy there, but it's not made for you. That's why you must not destroy family. It's not meant for you. It's posterity. The Western world are blind from that. The things about your enjoyment. I don't like you. Well, let's go to your name. It's not like that one. There's something called posterity. Family. You said solitary in families. So you don't destroy family. You don't just use what you like to destroy family. or else you will have destroyed God's building, God's structure to preserve. When you destroy family, the whole of humanity is destroyed. It's destroyed. The damage you do to children, you don't know how much. You can't think it. And the children tell you what they have gone through in their life. Even some of the children, they don't even know what they have gone through in their life. Many of us say, we're proud of broken homes. You don't even know. And somebody say, why are you behaving this way? You don't even know. That instead of damage done. So, what brings those desires? Nations. Amen. Let's go back there. So, countries. Because I will bring you out of the countries where I've driven you. I allow you to go there. I will bring you out. Hallelujah. So can you see, out of all countries and bring you into your own. So that your own is one new nation. So we're going to make you just one pure species, a kind. So can you see, to take away the nations from our, when they were in Egypt, for example, they left Egypt, but Egypt, they have got the Egypt in them. A pack of a people who are God's people. I've taken a nation. They were brought out. God was taking them through their promised land. But you see, the nations, they were speaking. They were putting demand on God based on the nations. When God gave them the manners, they waiting me this one now. Waiting they call this one now. Now food and they call this one. But they have been used to the taste of Egypt. They were asking for garlic. Ginger, cucumber. Remember that same manner, God has combined every essential nutrient inside to it. Can you see? They don't want just one, they want many. There is one that serves everything. They want Adalu. Because really, there's something about one that gives life. Once you get to life, it's about one. Death came by sin. Sin through one man. Can you see that? One. What is life? Death came by one. And also, life came by one. So, for God to bring life, he has to ensure that he's able to extract back one. To them, they can't see that one thing God is talking about. Yet, they were sustained by that sin for 40 years. Now, in them shop for 40 years, no garlic came. They were just designing, smelling it. Kai, you want to see garlic now? I said, boy, you get garlic now. It was imagination. It was taken from them. But the imagination was a problem because it began to order their conversation. Complainings, murmurings, and disputing. I like what it says in that Philippians chapter 2. I can be a child of God without rebuke in this perverse and crooked nation, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. That you may be blameless and harmless, say harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. That perverse nation is corrupt nation. Polluted nation. You don't even know what you need. What you ask. Many times we ask us 20 prayer points. When they scan through it, they can find that 50 of them are not even necessary. But it's when you get there, you know they're not needed. I remember those days when we, you know, in our days, when you have the children, you set up the house. When your baby is coming, you set up the room for the baby. You buy all the clothes you have. You make the baby cot. I know baby cot is no more common these days now. Oh, you see, they buy them. It's the same. But really, you don't really need it. But in those days, it was a status thing. If you say you are expecting a baby and you don't have baby cot, if your in-law come around, they say you are not ready for the baby. The baby cot construction is one of the ways to show that you are serious. So we made baby court. The money we don't have to buy what we don't need. Baby came. Put in baby court. He's crying. I don't know if he saw it. The father, you drop him there, make him angry. Until you take him out of the baby court, he's not going to be happy. So we find out that we have a baby court in the house that became a place to drop court. And they ask us in those days, write your prayer point, write, Lord, Lord Jesus, provide for me in December. So many times we buy what we don't need. Why? Desires, which is actually lost. When I say lost, lost is not just that you commit sin. It's desires of what is not really profitable, it's not really necessary. In the real cost of life and well-being, it's not really necessary. And to look as if it's so necessary, somebody will make it so necessary that without it, sweetheart, we have not bought that thing. Sweetheart. 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 After buying it, he uses it just twice. That's all. Why? Desire has been fulfilled. That he just wants a drink. It's like when you pour oblation on an idol. He doesn't really need it. And then I say, many of the shoes, every year I sort out shoes on my dad something. If I have not used it in a year, you must go. You are a shoe in this place, I have not used for a year. Then I don't need you. If I need you, I must have used you over and over again. How many clothes do you have like that one? Go and check your clothes. You see clothes you have not worn in the past 3 years. Really, you don't really need it. If you need, you have used it. But if they say, let it part, that you part it, like a part of you is going. I think one year something. One day my mother-in-law came to our house. So he sat down and said, he just caught up. He was just dancing. I said, why are you dancing? What's it? He said, I like your house. I know he must have been fighting my father-in-law about their own house. He said, it's very simple. There's space. He didn't tell me he's fighting. So he likes space. What? You're going to buy a share this year. Don't need anymore. You put another one there. You won't remove the one you had before. That one's an idol. You buy one sound system, it's no more working. You leave it there. Put another one there. Just set. It's not you, it's your nation. Just set it. And when you come to the house, move, they feel like, yeah. Soul. We're going somewhere. That's why every one of us, because you're not going to let that thing go easily. Over the years, form what is called hardness. So everybody seems to know what he's doing. That thing called seems to know what it's called. What do you call it? Stiff neck. And now for stiff neck, let's see that place in Ezekiel. Say, hey, man. Oh, my. This is just wonderful. Then, can you see that place? Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. And a new heart also will I give unto you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart. So, what is called, what they are sprinkling the heart, that heart is a stony heart. So what every Gentile hated is a stony heart. That's why everybody has a feeling, I know what I'm doing. So when you are in church, you are adding what they say in church to what you know. Nobody wants to be cleansed totally, or nobody wants to have all he has taken from him. Because somebody said, you have something, right? Are we in the house? you have. What you have is what makes you up. What makes your person, that thing about you that makes you feel like me, is what you have. And nobody wants to lose it. So, because it has been used for over years, it has become stony. Now, every stone, if you look at how stones are formed, every stone is a crystallized mass of certain chemical or crystal forms. Even igneous have their crystal forms. Are we in the house, please? Well, the crystal form has become melted together under a very high temperature called molten. They call it igneous. And when you see that, when you come to sediment, you still see that they're actually a mass. When you look at metamorphic rocks, the metamorphic rocks still look together because of high temperature and pressure. But when you look at sediments, so all of them are like that. It's only the way sediments are formed that make him look like that. It's as if you can ship it out. You can ship it out. So it's a pack of mass of sediment or crystals that form that rock. And nobody wants to let go his form. Because when you change the form, you change what it looks like. For example, you know carbon? Carbon is the same as allotrope that makes both diamond and graphite. Diamond is one of the hardest known substance. Graphite is one of the softest known substance. The same substance, just by different arrangement. So arrangement can determine your form. So I say hardness, that thing called hard. Heart of hardness. Yeah, you call it here stony. And now what they use is hardness. So hardness is a kind of understanding that gave us a form, a structure, a person. And it's actually full of desires. What makes it desires that makes that heart called stony heart? You still remember that heart Jesus described in the parables? Huh? Amen. He was describing the parable of the sower. The second soil was stony. The first soil was by the wayside, right? And it's by the wayside. By the wayside. Or byway. How do you know byways? When you see where they make lawn, they will say no thoroughfare. But in Nigeria, we will make footpath. So every if you see a lawn in Nigeria that's that remain a lawn, it's managed by a foreign person. All our lawn has parts. So that part is not the way. It's byway. So byway is alternative path that destroys the aesthetics. There's an aesthetics of beauty that life should bring forth. When I look at your life, there's a beauty that your life should bring forth. But when you have byway, it's alternative path that will not make the beauty come out. When you see lawns that has been, where there's been shattered alternative path, it doesn't look good, right? But man made it. So, the second one was the land, the soil, where that's it for, was a stony ground. You remember that? The third one was the land of thorn. So it tells just the graduation, our life. Once man took God's way as alternative path, there's no way the heart will not be corrupt. So stony heart is from byway. That's why In the byway, you see a set of leg there over time. Grass, no, they grow there. You cannot tie growth, they'll put tar on it. But on the byway, grasses, life don't spring for there. So over the use of time, it becomes hard, right? Or stony. Because stones are effect of prayer on the earth. Huh? All of them. They are all effect of prayer. Or effect of defeat. Who is not going on the way? Who is going on the byway? What was the issue in the garden? Byway. He told him, alternative way to get what God promised. But it doesn't know that the way itself is the promise. But the way makes the end. What makes the end is not somewhere. It's the way. So it means that you can't say, I want to get to Christ and take it. No. It's the way that makes you. If these things are in you and they abound, they make you. So it is in the way that you are made. So the way is what makes you. What did I say, please? It's what makes you. So as you step on the way, you are being made already. So the way made the rock or made the heart stony. Now when it comes stony, it means a nation is born. They have been formed. They have become a nation. They have become a people that are corruptors or corrupt. Hallelujah. Am I still with you today? Jesus gave something in that place. Let's read it. That should be Matthew 19. I want to trust that the Lord is going to do a work in our hearts today. I'm laying understanding on it. I'm just laying understanding. Matthew 19, are you in that place? I would like to start from verse 1. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea, beyond Jordan. And great multitude followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said, I'll come back there unto them. Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. And they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let man put together. God was talking to a pure man. Those men who were one, who were single. We're talking about being single-hearted, right? That's the man that God gave that instruction to. Then let's see verse 7. Therefore, they say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? Change her like you change cloth. That's what it says. But from the beginning, it was not so. No. And he said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wife. But from the beginning, it was not so. You know, last time I was talking about the family. I was talking about submission to the wife, right? Now, the same way you say here, it is the hardness of your heart that made Moses give that. So, there are hardness in both the male and the female. After those hardness, is compiled desires from nations that defines a man now. So, what will not make a woman to submit to the husband easily is also hardness of heart. So as hardness makes it difficult for a man to love his wife, it's div- difficult. You don't feel so. When you grow up, you're going to see that there are faces of life. Are you in the house with him, please? Faces of life where love is tested. Now, for newlywed, there's a love they have that is not yet proven. It's a love that came by denial over time and the initial commitment of desire. Your nations have not stopped asking you questions. Sweetheart, I love you from my heart. I sincerely love you. I will live all my life for you and with you. And when he's saying it, he meant it. I've told me I'm going to have a meeting with the married people. I'm going to have a meeting with women separately, men separately. Because there are things. And I think I'm going to connect to that assembly with it. But it's going to be an accurate base. Because I and maybe I'm going to also have a meeting with singles. So there are some things we don't. Yeah, it's going to be private meetings. It's not public, it's private meetings. There's need to bust some bubbles. Because the devil will never leave you until you cross a certain level of understanding. And that goes for everything, you know, because issue of our marriages easily pop up. And God puts it there to show that we need salvation. You know what I'm saying? That? If they say you have covetousness and you will deny it. But when you marry, it will show. There are several things about your life that you can easily hide. Because there's no close person that can assess it. So, rocky heart is a nature that has to do with all about our desires in life. We don't have what it takes to go the way of God. When we are sincere, the things inside of is very insincere. Yeah. So you find out that you're born again. In 2 years, you are serious to start with. In 2 years, your nation start asking questions. These are all bargaining of souls. You know what I'm saying? So the marriage of desires that you parted with in your new birth, you start bringing them back in there. And it's not about you, it's for every person. When the Lord was opening these things to me overnight, I said, this teaching on understanding. Because what is called hardness of heart is an understanding. It's a darkened understanding. It's a darkened understanding. How many of you have felt a kind of hurt in your body since you stopped using Maggie? Let me see on. You just felt that there's something about me. How many of you have felt that? Sincerely. But to start with, you felt you can't survive without it. So somebody sold that to us. And it was consciously designed at that time to sell debt to slaves. They weren't ready to give slaves chicken. So they invented a chemical that will have flavor of chicken. That when they cook their rice, just put the chemical and they will have a feeling that they are eating chicken. And that mindset has not changed. So everybody taking Maggie today is actually a slave. Yeah, it's a slave. It was designed for a slave. To give you a false taste of what really is not true about food. What I'm saying is that everything about our desire, look as if you can't touch it, but they are actually thoughts. They are thoughts that have been compacted, congealed, that can't be processed out easily as information anymore. It's compacted. That's what it's talking about. Though we are in flesh, we walk not after the flesh, for the weapons of our flesh are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. There are thoughts that just held you. You can't think, why am I like that? It just held you to obey it. Until you obey it, you're not going to feel fine. You know what it means? When somebody offends you and you have not paid him back, your soul is not going to have rest. At worst, if it's not you that will pay him back, let something happen to him. It means you can't reach him. Or by religious code, your code of religion tells you don't hurt him. But your soul is not going to be happy. It won't be happy until there's vengeance. Once it's done, you can move to something else. You won't leave that thing until your desire is fulfilled. Once it's done, you cannot walk away. Next thing can happen. And you walk freely away. Yet for that time, somebody is holding you back. If it's in the whole system of what we have in our families, it is then that songs will be flying through your mind. If it's a mother's only way, you don't think it to be flying. If I do don't know you are singing that song, it's a programmed thing by reaction. It's when the issue comes up and they're not talking about matter. Patient called away here, or Moko. And they don't say the song. It's the exact song. But he didn't even think it's already away. It's a program of vengeance. He has to say something, he has to sing something out. That's how he feels good. So desire is what pleases, what makes the soul feel okay. If it doesn't have it, it's not going to be okay. And Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden with desires, I will give you rest. I learned some times ago that whenever I see a thing that looks good, don't buy at the first impulse. Walk away. Except I had wanted to buy it before, that I didn't see it, that I see it now. But if I see it as the first impulse, that's the first time I will see it, walk away. If you need it, you will know you will need it. And many times when you walk away, you just feel that the thing just fizzles out of your mind. But once you flirt around it, they will bring it to your table in the office. One man two. Basically, loan two. Not only the base, the desires of your mind you're going to fulfill. Amasha. Not that you can't go to market. It's just your pattern. What in my one job, one office, and on it. Your want is not what you need. Say amen. So Jesus said to them, for the man to change his wife is a normal, natural desire of the man. After he has fulfilled the initial desire. That's why a man's love is tested not with the initial desire. I went the houseless. Because initially, every woman, every girl you marry, you like her. There's something you like about her. It's not just that they love God. I've been praying since I was born. I've been praying to marry a woman that. Now I'm talking about how we are programmed. So if you're not like that, come back to them and say, Pastor, that's not about me. I will know. I know you can't say that. Say amen. Are you in the house here, please? So every man, for example, that goes after a woman as desire, There's something about that woman you like. If it's not shape, it could be just her voice. No, there's a way God just makes something connect to you. And that thing is your torment. Once you connect to that one, you can't go from it. Amen. Others may not see it, but you have seen it. You have just seen that thing. Many people in the house say, let me see your face. But it's a lie. You submit, sir. Amen. So God permits that. God allows that. But God knows that is not also, it's not yet a proof of love. Because those first impressions, those first moments, how many women here, when the first man, didn't he try to act one humility thing? Serve your husband, even sometimes knee down. You try to rehearse that thing you did in the wedding place. See that? Little smile like a king. A yambo. And she's serious about it. She's not faking it. She meant it. What we are not aware of is the nations that make us of. So when you move to a place of obedience, the nation will start asking you. That's when you will remember that backside. If only. God helping me. There's no God helping you. Listen to me. Among our children in school today, they sing Nyash Nanya. So, in our generation, we don't know anything about that. That's not our connecting factor. But a nation is putting demand on a generation. So, the figure of what is coming in the generation, if the back is not a little bit. Oh, good there. Oh, good there. They asked me a question in Lagos, one of the meetings. If we can't handle this thing in the gospel, then we are not sent to them. There are the issues. I think the gospel is not working. People love God. But what's in them is more than what. I don't know, maybe you listen to that, but asking about BBL, all of that. You remember that? All of that. And I said, even when the generation of believers are not doing BBL, their posture itself is BBL. And it's not anybody who's making them that way. A generation of people whose the way of thinking is the backside. Even when they get themselves backside, they walk. Even when they are dancing. It is, yes, in those days, dancing is like this one. All the mamas and my wife, now they dance is with their hand. Even when I have the getting, they don't dance by getting. They dance with the leg and with the arm. But Yenshan dance this way. And their legs are so fast in the dance. They can say this way and be. Hello. I am sent to a generation. So, nobody is coming to teach them. A nation is tearing up a system and everybody is responding to it. Respond to it. I've seen a child of 2 years dancing with the waist. 2 years, girl. Now, why is it danced that way? Because there's a generation of men coming that's the way they appreciate. That's what, yes, it doesn't, it's not known in words, but it's known in souls. There's an understanding in the soul that is conveyed like that. So, if you are in my generation and you see that word, it's as if, now, those who are in that generation, as it were, it may be just a way of life for them. But if I'm not in that generation, look at it. Okay, I did it. I want more me. It's not all more me. In the way you can say, where is all me? Not all me as spirits, as a fetish water. But also own me as nations. Because the value of a person, as it were, is not only on the physical building. I think you know what I'm saying, huh? We're a spirit, we have a soul, we live in a body. And body's not enough, though body's part of it, it's not enough to describe who we are. I lecture. And I handle your generation every day. Every day. What? In our generation of mind, what you will wear today and you will look as if you are holy. In our generation of mind, it's possible to wear it. Yes. If you wear those things in the 90s, you are a first-class prostitute. Not even, you know, it's a first-class. I'm talking to you about nature, desire, and what God put in the gospel to handle it. So, for a man to desire for a change as at that time, to change your wife as at that time, is normal desire of the male soul. So, a male soul, if he handles a woman for 10 years, he's tired of it. He's tired of it. But some of them, 2 years, they're tired. The timing on how much debt all nations are there, program. Some even 6 months, they're tired. Even some, they were never with one. They only marry one of the many. They marry one. There are many, there are still many that is surrounded by many. Legion. So if you are a man and you, for example, if your wife is so beautiful, 5 years, it's not really as beautiful anymore as they say. To other people, she's still very pretty. That woman, God just bless her. That woman, in fact, the husband is blessed. But the nature of the soul of the man is not like that. The same thing with the woman. If you ask every woman, there's a reason why he feels the other does not deserve that respect. She's not romantic enough. She's stingy. She's harsh. She will find the nation in her will tell her every reason why you should not submit to him as you should. That's why people say, husband, love your wife. It's because the man by nature is not programmed. Love of her means stay with your wife and take care of her. That's the nature of it, sir. It's not buy a car for her. Stay with your wife. Now, that is simply said, a statement, but there's a lot of understanding you need to have on that matter. Because in the midst of that, you will see all kinds of posture. Some are far, some are near to you. The far ones, you admire in distance. The close ones, you are trying not to touch. Jesus. Jesus. You sanctify my soul today. You are trying not to, but every moment in seeing and hearing and seeing, you have tendency of desiring another. That's why you give to her what you think she wants. Your soul doesn't want to. Did it stay there? Not because you ate her. Your nation is asking. So they say an average man is polygamous in his mind. And he needs many. But the many has no end. But they were asking him, they were not asking him, let it be two or three. For every cause. So after 1 year, change it. Bring another one. That's what they are saying. Can that bill of divorcement cover that one? 2 years, change it. Sometimes, listen to me. Women don't know men. Men don't know women. And we live together. Before your husband will pack you. Because the nation in him is saying, pack her. Just pack her. Yes. And so when he tried to say, sweetheart, can you? And you say, he will leave you. He will come again, sweetheart, can you? He will learn to just go away and he has packed you. You can still be the mother of his children, be in the house, but as a woman of admiration, he has packed you. God, before your behavior, that's what the nations in him is saying. That's why you can see Jesus said, are you here with me today, please? Jesus said, whosoever looketh on a woman to lust for her. They didn't say, whosoever looketh on a woman has committed sin. Because he is aware, nations in soul of man will look. If you look, he's not looking away, he's still going to look again. If he's not looking again, he has transferred the picture in his mind. Some of our brain has photographic mind smile. Just one look, transfer. Because the man likes women. So Moses permits you to fulfill your desire because he knows that heart. If it doesn't permit you, in fact, it will be adultery. Say we are talking about having her, bring her home. You know what I'm saying? What's happening in our churches today? There are churches where there are hook up boys, hook up girls. The same church. Tongue-talking churches. It's those who are bold outside that you know. This one will not talk about it. They won't talk about it. That's their life. I was going on and doing all this. I said, the level of beer parlor be open. Bar everywhere. And you will see drink mounted up like that. You think it is spirits. No. It's not either watch person who are drinking it. It's your brothers, your brethren. With pepper soup. That's how to finish the day. They are opening more every day. And they are getting customers every day. And churches are increasing every day. So who is going there, sir? Just design it. Who is going there? We are the one. So what I'm saying is that what is doing that is there's a desire for. When a man leaves the house and go to unboarding his load, there's a way he wants to unboarding his load. Like no one is at home, you won't allow him to unboarding like that. So he look for a stage to unboarding himself. Without constraints. So you're wondering, why is he going there? Why is he going there? You have to ask exactly. How is the house? He's going to a place where nobody will ask him, sweetheart, Oh, okay. Oh, lady, are they the children? I said, okay. Daddy, welcome, daddy. Come, daddy. But then he said, man, they say, I should. Mother, no sign there. He has told them, when your father come, meet him. And they are ready with it for the man. Daddy. My auntie sent me this to read there. He's thinking about it. Trouble will come again. And that one's coming. Daddy. How was your day, daddy? So he's looking for a place when he's going to go to at least where nobody will ask him. Because a man doesn't hear a problem and stop thinking. If a woman see problems, she can go and sleep. And believe that daddy will do it. Or God will do it. But daddy on not speaking does not see anybody to move to do it. He's the last boss. So when he doesn't have God enough in understanding, he's prayed. He's tensed. So Moses resolved that problem the way nature allow it. So it's like, let nature have its natural course. But you say that is not the way it was in the beginning when you were whole. When you were whole, you have enough understanding to see Eve in the garden for years. I not desire marriage. I was the one who caused Adam to have sleep. To remember that there's need to marry. That was the time. I went in the house to that place. So what am I saying today? Christ is understanding. What did I say, please? Come and say it again. When you understand that one wrong thing you do, when you see the effect, it's like when they put a bottle of acid on the table and they say, drink it. No matter how thirsty you are, you won't drink it. Now, why? You have an understanding of the effect of acid. But you don't have understanding of the effect of fulfilling your desires. And that understanding is not simply gotten. I went to the house this. For a man to understand why family should be preserved. It's a lot of light. That will be enough to keep him away from what desires of the mind. Why we see big boss that is connected to his chemistry and walk away. You don't know that man has chemistry? Somebody could be big boss that is it's not themselves, it's the chemistry of their soul. When they see big boss, there's a way they have to beat their soul from it. It's a war. The same way someone will see intelligent woman. When someone see a girl who talk intelligently, his head is gone. Let him just come and sing a song or make a... That's how men are made. But it's not only that thing inside of me, it's not only intelligible with them. There are other things there. When at that moment, intelligibility overrule. So later, other things will start asking for service. I went to the house to get a place. Say, hey, man. So when, for example, if you don't know your husband likes some shapes, he has not speak Sicilia to you, sent to you. If he tells you, that's a fine girl. It's a fine girl. Kilong Shein. To an average woman, you feel that she is lusting after her. You feel threatened. Next time, he won't talk to you. You know that's not the conversation area of our life. So he will just appreciate it then. But in understanding of the gospel, we should know that that's what a man is. If he says, that's true, she's fine, he goes away without any thinking of any craft to sidetrack you. I don't know how to say that. But religion does not allow that to happen. Everybody's an angel. In fact, I don't think it. No. Since I was born in my life, I've never thought it's It's not my nature. It's not in my nature. Then you will say, he's a man of God. That man is a man of God. In fact, I can boast I marry a man of God. There is no man of God anywhere. A man is a man. I say man. Come on, say man. Okunrin. So, what am I saying? When you understand that, you know, though he's a man of the spirit, he obey God's law, but you also know how to help him when he's asking for help. Sweetheart, can you make this clothes to look this way? He's trying to help himself. Can you please help him? Can you please help this man? This man is asking for a rescue. Can you please rescue him? Amen. The old believers don't understand this matter. And so you are dealing with something that Jesus himself dealt with knowledge. Yes, Jesus himself dealt with it with knowledge. Because by reason of Jesus' kind of holiness, you will ever think that he will say, if you look at a woman, you are hell on your head. But he knew that even himself would be culpable of it. Because Jesus is a man. Before he became God, he was not castrated. He's a full man. Paul was a full man. So, the body of knowledge is understanding frame. Understanding how to move the frame into the new man. It needs understanding to be moved into that new man where his desire can be pure. It does not mean that he does not appreciate girls now. Only that he knows that he cannot have them. He should not have them. He should not fellowship with them on lust. Understanding. Knowing that when you do that one, you tamper with your person. You also tamper with the one you lust after. If she responded back to you, then you also damage to your family structure. Can you see that? So when you ask, when they plant understanding in your mind like that, you don't see it as a place to explore. Understanding. Understanding is what converts stony heart to fleshy heart. And I said they convert your heart from stony heart to flesh. It's understanding is the water of conversion. So, when you have, it's my first thing is to administer, to accept that I have my members alive. To know my members still constrained on desire. To also know that there is understanding to wash my members. Then you seek on, you can't be free from it until you seek understanding. For you that commit adultery with a woman, lacketh understanding. It means that you don't know. If you know, you go wrong. If you know that what is in one woman, the trouble of one woman, if it leaves on your head, if you know it, you will be wrong. If you know the feedback of a woman's response to you in lust, because you go, even if she sleep with you, she goes back and felt what happened to me. She felt you stole something from her. Even she's the one that gave her body. But really, you stole something from her. Though she didn't know the meaning of that when she gave herself. You stole from her. So the many things we offer that we don't know the consequence of it. But he gave herself. No, you stole. Because the altar of the altar of that interaction cannot be done outside marriage. So when it is done, there's a transaction in the soul that the soul is may not be aware of at the point upon, but later on it will be aware of it. See, people who were violated when they were young, 20 years after, they are still talking about. Because for a woman, touching her is not like something you do and walk away. If a girl leaves your house and you misbehave to her, she doesn't forget in life. Even if you doesn't tell anybody else, that eye of sight of, why would you do that? So when you know what is underlying it, you don't get involved in it because you know the underlying principles of it. It's called understanding. What do I call it, please? Say it again. Now, that is what is designed to heal hardness of heart or to cause conversion. I like that word, conversion. Now, listen. All those desires will not stop until you are converted. Trying to respect your husband, you won't be concerned on it until you're converted. You won't. It's a nature that can do it. That's why you will do it today, tomorrow. You will frown up. You will give it and take it back. You give it and take it back. Because it's not in nature. I've only picked, because just took example of hardness of heart on marriage. That's to do with every love of money, everything. You won't stop loving money until your heart is converted. They have to soften it, on the turn to out of flesh. It's called conversion. Say, why am I not calling it, please? Come and say conversion. When you are converted, you are not another man. If you don't pass through that process to the end of it, you can't see what I'm saying now. You must have passed through it and see the beginning of it and see the end of it. As that a man's heart can be actually can be changed from his desires to God's desire. When a man sees well and say, "Love, I love you, sweetheart. I love you, sweetheart." It's not out of the giz. It's understanding that's make commitment. I love you. Fine girl. I'm telling you, in your brain, there's no fine girl anywhere. What is it? Do you see your wife? She's. She's not really as beautiful as you look to everybody. But understanding will make you make commitment. Understanding that there's a face when love shacks. There's another face when love looks dull. After the face again, it will shack again. You see people at 60, they are walking like love bed. They have crossed the age of their trouble. If a man can go through 40 years to 60 years and keep love, it will break through into a season of true love where there's fondness. If you look at a 60, 70-year-old person, they miss their husband and wife. At 50, they may not care. So, season of life is not the same. So remember that the food today that is not looking sweet, you will need it tomorrow. So you must go through this sphere where it's not looking shocking and keep warming the food so it doesn't spoil. But that food, Oshimajeo. So understanding. So when you see a man who walks in and out that way, for the past 20 years, I've had not less than 25 girls in my house. Not less than 25 girls. Of different shape, of different colors. And if you know my house design, most of them that live in my house freely come into my bedroom. May I not get, if I keep my bedroom close, it's not my wife. For me. So I'm talking about in my household, we are very close. So you need understanding, not to misbehave once. Just not once, I've never, it's not, I'm not saying it's a degree I've obtained. No, I'm saying work rot. I have never one time desire. I have never one time. They are all fine. And there could be features in them that are that comply with my male chemistry. Okay? But I say it does not exist, then you lie. But I understand enough to know that you're going to violate many laws. That one step thing is violation, violation. It is foul, 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 foul. You'll be hearing, when you understand it, you'll be hearing foul, 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 foul. In your desire, you'll be hearing hero, 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 hero. And Tony, if they have reset your brain, you. So, the water is to reset your brain. And make you become someone that God can talk to easily. Because you're out of flesh, can easily hear God. One day, sometimes we're here, only there within 30 minutes. So when you're out of flesh, one year, look back, yeah.
Tell you no, seek time on vendors, tell you one day, how tell it here. Even I to step run the abandons, stepping in the bandos. Hebron de la Gavandos, Tevon Tel, Igan Vando, Igonia Prost, Evinigato, 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 Stevato, Vinigato, bring us to Binigato, Evinigato, Stemprost, Eprinapout, I stand, and God knows they bring high to the power. Gani power, source of your power. In the teaching of power, saving hand your power. I'm trusting you bring your power. It's the power. I'm trusting the power. I'm showing you power. Show you power. See power. See power. See power. It's the power. It's an answer. It's the power. And it's an answer. Even answer to questions. I bring answer to questions. Even questions in the heart. Even questions. Even this is the answer. Even this is the answer. It's the way out. This is the way out. It's the only way out. It's the only way out. I bring you power. Even through this teaching. Even the art. Stop art. Stop being a part. Even a prosteliga. Near fruits. Teliganata. Steven. Even to always put flesh where it belongs. To always put it where it belongs. To always put it where it belongs. To always put it where it belongs. Because he always want to rob you. He always want to rob you. The thief. He's a thief. He has come to take that which belongs to you. He want to take that which belongs to you. And he want to take that which belongs to you. But I'm showing you. I'm showing you the way out. Even to always silence him. Even to always silence. Even to shut him down. Even to shut him down. I bring you even wisdom. I bring you even this wisdom. This enlightenment is for the power. It's for you to access power. It's for you to access power. Even the power. Even the one I've wrought in my son. I've given it to my son. I've worked it in my son. And my son is saying it. I'm saying it. Saying it for you because he has it. He have it. He have it inside him. It's in him. It's in him. And he can give it. He's giving it. Take it. Take it. Take it. That is your answer. That is your answer. That is the only answer. So take it.
Amen. I want you to participate in this gospel and not waste your time and life. Let me read from Romans 2:5. Romans 2:5. Let's see this. Sorry, I wasn't thinking I'm going to. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart. So a hardened heart, a hard heart, is an impenitent. What does impenitent mean? It doesn't repent easily, or it doesn't see reason to change easily. So that's how our souls are. That's why the way the man say he will not go, he will still go there. He won't change. Have you ever heard a man say before, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I will never, it's a lie, it's coming back. Like I always tell single people, I say, when you see a man misbehave around you that you respect, slap him. Ask Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost anoint me. Slap him. A man doesn't wake up like that until he fulfills his desire. I touch you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not. It's a lie. He's looking for another way to touch you again. A man doesn't repent like that until he fulfills his desire. Say amen, please. So when you say an older, young person, Slap the man. Slap him. Receive grace in the Holy Ghost to slap him. That is the only way you can wake up. Oh, for me, let you, for me, four. I can wake up. By it here. Then, sit down. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. Oh, she banner. So that you can wake up. After thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasure us up unto thyself wrath. Against the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will judge all things by Christ. That is, God will bring Christ's light and say, this is the light I said you should live by now. You should have been free from this if you have lived by this light. Who will render to every man? How, please? I can't hear you say better, please. To them who by patience, continuance in well doing, that another tribe, gradually looking for, seeking for glory. Can you see that? So there's another nature of soul that can patiently continue to look for glory and honor. And immortality. Eternal life. When Peter described the woman, it described her after the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. It means that you won't render due respect until you have an ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God. It's of great price. So, you can't seek submission. Seek for seek for ornament of a spirit. It's then you will find out that submission is not difficult. In fact, for the new man, it's the easiest thing to do. Because I always say, when I make you stand number two man is the freest man. It means nobody will ask me why it happened. Nobody will ask me why it happened. Now you go ask. Nobody will come and check this out and say, where is the woman? They say, where is the man? A woman misbehaved outside to a military person. And he felt that man gave 40 lady half in me. He told her, call your husband. When the husband came, he said, are you the husband? He said, yes. Are you the husband? What happened? What? Gave him 7 slaps. That you allow this monster to grow in your house. You didn't tell me as a man. And I say, that is very correct. Because he knows what is a military man, he knows what that. That kind of thing should not grow in your house. But it's not your leadership, whatever, by now. You should have dealt with that nature that can put you to shame outside. Meaning that it won't even be lower. So if they're going to ask you, then my case is not difficult. She buy any? You know, men can use bone face. No, pray about praying to Shengo. Oh, over there. You know what I'm saying? When you're in brain, oh, low brain. You know what I'm saying? Pray to you, you're praying here. When you go and you meet your Waterloo, when you're coming back, your feather, you know what I'm saying? You know when they put a chicken inside oil? A cabosa. Show the dao. No, they will die me. No, okay, she could die. So a woman needs understanding to know that. So a woman who will solve a problem by praying about it is understanding. To know that our strength is not in much words. Though she has the power to say much words. The much word was given to her for utterance to prayer. Why they give you much word is not to crack it in the house. It's to utter it out of prayer. All godly women are prayer warriors. You can't be somebody who conquer your knee. When you leave your knee, you'll be sober. You will trust in God. You will believe in, you will lean on God. You will know that God will do it. That will happen on your prayer, on your day. When he meet it outside, you come and say, "Daddy, I was telling someone, I said, you can't fight an adult. Even an adult son, or adult, you can't fight her. She has strength of will by desire to walk away from you. Though he will suffer, you too also will suffer. You will bleed now. If you are someone, you will bleed. You can't be sick, hallelujah, when he's walking away. Don't you know also he's going to meet his wallah there? You spend your utterance on your knees. Why? You have understanding. So, what is understanding? It's a all walk. It's a all walk. I can't say you have understanding today now. You have some understanding. The Paul said, the Lord will give you understanding in all things. My son, the Lord will give you understanding. You will know it all to get the right result. There's an awesome understanding that is needed to get the right result. You can have some understanding, but it's not enough. That's why they have to wash your water. Wash your feet the more. Say, hey, amen. Wash your feet the more. Are you blessed today? John 12, let me read verse 40. 12. 12, 40, quickly. He had blinded their eyes, hardened their heart. Are you there? That they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted. Then I should heal them. So you can't be healed until you are converted. I can't be converted until you understand. When you're converted, you are a new man, a different man. Say amen. For such person to know I've hurt my husband, I'm sorry, love. It's not difficult. Why? His heart does not have a place to exert herself. The one you have in your heart, I will show him. I will show her. In fact, he will get in this house. The heart is not yet converted. Why? He has not come to understand me. Why? His eyes has not been opened. So, after you opened that place last time of Timothy, my son, the Lord give you understanding in all things. Open up there. Because that what I say, there's nobody that understanding cannot save. If you are not saved, you have not arrived at all understanding. Your understanding in all things. Consider what I say. And the Lord give thee understanding in all things. I leave that with you. I said the Lord will give you understanding in all things. Concern everything that has to do with desire of the flesh and of the mind. The Lord will give you understanding in all things. The Lord will give you practical understanding. Not just boastful utterance of words. I'm saying understanding of the heart. That you will lie down in your bed, you will understand. You will be on the way, you will understand. You will be in the office, you will understand. Nobody will force you anymore to do righteous things. You will do because you understand. You will walk unto all pleasing. We walk worthy of the Lord. We walk worthy of the Lord. And you will do it unto all pleasing. You'll be fruitful in good works. The faith will not be evil spoken up concerning your own life. Rather, everywhere you go, the fragrance of the new life. I tell you, there are a lot of people waiting for you for your help. That your brother in your office is waiting for your help. He's struggling. You know, he should not be having a hookup guy. He's struggling. He needs solution from you. But you can't give solution when you don't have, when you have not been washed. What I'm saying today is a serious matter across the body of Jesus Christ. That we're having a generation that is struggling from death. They are about to be dead. We're in a highly, if it's on immorality, highly sexualized world. Yet Jesus knew this day when he sent the gospel. I said from today, the Lord gives you understanding. Superior understanding than the flesh. than the flesh, than the mind. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will give you more understanding than your teachers. On this thing I spoke tonight, today you will see much more understanding. You will lie down, they will come back to you again. You'll be on the way, they will come back to you again. You'll be on the way, they will come back to you again. They'll supply you light and light and light and light and light. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It should not only give light, it should give understanding also. Let these words have entrance to your soul. I speak concerning families in the house. The Lord himself will preserve the families. At the end of the family, the Lord empowers you. You'll be a wise man. As the woman of the family, the Lord will bless you. You'll be a wise woman. As a child in the family, the Lord will bless you. You'll be a child of an example. Showing the new path of life for everyone in your household, your brothers, your sisters. They'll find the mercy of Jesus Christ unto salvation. Through you, the banner of God's righteousness will be waved in every place you find yourself. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing will stop your mouth. Nothing will stop your profession. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go and do well this week. I gave you command. I said, go and do well. I said, go and do well. Go and do well. In all things, go and do well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord keep you, keep your body, keep your soul. Keep you from falling. Keep you from any hurt. Keep you from accidents. Keep you from death. Keep you from sickness and diseases. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord give life to your body. Give life to your womb. Give life to your womb. Give life to your loins. The Lord give life to your brain. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sickness is taken from your midst. Live in health. Live in health. I said live in health. Live in health. Thank you, mighty Father. We appreciate today and forever. We give you glory and praise. Rejoice. I say rejoice. For the enemy is defeated. Thank you, Father.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.